Letters to Daniel, Volume 6. Letter 524. Yahweh stakes his claim at G6. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2016, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the 10th month.
Jesus. Saturday, the 8th of October 2016, 6 a.m. In letter 489, volume 6, I write about how you gave to me the opportunity to boldly proclaim the gospel, where no man has proclaimed before. This was as a patient, having just been wheeled into the operating room, just before succumbing to the sleep of anesthesia. At that time, this verbal exchange occurred between me and another believer in the surgical suite. These words came out of my mouth. I am a believer, and I ask the blessing of Jesus on everyone in this room. Immediately after that, and just before I fell asleep, I saw one of the techs turn toward me and heard him say in response in a forceful voice, "Amen." The Lord wanted us to review this event from another angle. As I was thinking at work last night, he gave me these words. God stakes his claim at G6. Here are the scriptural references that reveal what transpired on the 28th of June 2016 at G6, from a technical standpoint, which marks the ownership of Jesus, and him invading the territory of Hermes, the Greco-Roman god of medicine and commerce. What was spoken in Operating Room 7, laid the cornerstone at G6, upon which the foundations of the temple can be laid. The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 28, Verses 16 through 18. A cornerstone in Zion. Therefore thus says the Lord God, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also I will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand." The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 45, Verses 1 through 8. The Holy District. Moreover, when you divide the land by lot into inheritance, you shall set apart a district for the Lord, a holy section of the land. Its length shall be 25,000 cubits, and the width 10,000. It shall be holy throughout its territory all around. Of this there shall be a square plot for the sanctuary, 500 by 500 rods, with 50 cubits around it for an open space. So this is the district you shall measure, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide, and it shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be a holy section of the land, belonging to the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who come near to minister to the Lord. It shall be a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. An area 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide shall belong to the Levites, the ministers of the temple. They shall have 20 chambers as a possession. Properties of the city and the prince. You shall appoint as the property of the city an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 long, adjacent to the district of the holy section. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. The prince shall have a section on one side and the other of the holy district and the city's property, and bordering on the holy district and the city's property, extending westward on the west side and eastward on the east side, the length shall be side by side with one of the tribal portions, from the west border to the east border. The land shall be his possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, But they shall give the rest of the land to the house of Israel, according to their tribes. The book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Vision of the measuring line. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with the measuring line in his hand. So I said, "Where are you going?" And he said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length." And there was the angel who talked with me, going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, "Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Future joy of Zion and many nations. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord. Up, Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory, to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoiled for their servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. And I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles." Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Amen.
Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne.